Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class, short Bible study every single day, 7 days a week, about 13, 14 minutes usually. But it keeps us in God's Word, and that helps keep us strong in our faith and even keep us growing stronger, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God. It also helps keep us focused on our relationship with God and upon our spiritual lives. Help people you know grow in their faith, come to God, and start thinking about their souls, their eternal destiny, by getting them into God's Word, by sharing these studies with them through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. You may help turn a life around. You may help somebody get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and also for you. So start sharing today. We're going to bring our line of thought and study talking about realities of death. Again, death is not a subject that a lot of people want to think about. In fact, probably most people don't want to think about death much, and not very deeply at least. But we're talking about realities of death. And so as we've gone through this line of study, and we're about to conclude today, we've laid out three realities of death, and we're going to talk about a fourth one today. You could probably come up with some others if you stop and think, but these I think are basic. First, the first reality of death is we're all going to die. And then the second reality is we're going to face, after our physical death, our Lord and Savior at His judgment seat, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. And both of these realities are laid out in one very short verse, Hebrews 9 and verse 27. It is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment. Now, if physical death ended everything, it was just, from a term that a lot of people, you know, would understand, annihilation. We cease to exist. There is nothing else. No more senses. No more reality to us. We're just gone. Then why would there be a judgment afterwards? The fact that there is a judgment and that we will all stand before our Lord and Savior, before His judgment seat, and give account for our lives, what we've done in the body, whether good or bad, that indicates without any question that there is reality after death, after physical death. And so, first reality, we're all going to die unless the Lord comes again first. Second reality of death is the judgment. After we die, then comes the judgment. Again, Hebrews 9 and verse 27. The third reality is there is something waiting for us in eternity based upon how we have lived our lives upon this earth and based upon how we stand before our Lord, before His judgment seat after physical death. So this third reality is eternity. Will we be in heaven or will we be in hell? Now, we've talked about those two different possibilities or options, and we choose every day where we will end up for eternity, heaven or hell. If we live a careless life spiritually, if we do not pay attention to living our lives by God's teachings, then we can expect the negative, eternal condemnation in hell. If we live dedicated to God, walking with Him through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, having been forgiven of our sins as we were baptized into Him for the remission of our sins, Acts 22 and verse 16, Romans 6 and verse 3, then we can look forward to eternal life with Him in heaven. Unfortunately, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, that most people are going the wrong direction through this physical life. Well, here's the fourth reality of death. What kind of legacy are you going to leave behind? What do those who will survive you in your personal life, and that would be family members, but also friends, maybe work associates, maybe neighbors, maybe acquaintances on a less, you know, personal level, what do those you leave behind, what will they remember? What kind of legacy will you leave behind? Now, some people, when they think about a legacy, they think about all of these great accomplishments that are great in their minds, you know, such as climbing the professional ladder in whatever field of endeavor they have prepared themselves for and worked in. Maybe they, you know, will have gone all the way up to CEO in some major corporation. Or maybe they simply will have had their own business and been extremely successful and will have died with millions and millions and millions of dollars in the bank to leave to their survivors. Maybe they will have climbed in social circles and been respected by society as a whole and looked up to as people of prestige and accomplishment. Maybe they will have climbed political ladders and become very high-ranking and very influential in political circles. You know, the list can go on and on. And for a lot of people, that's the legacy, the kind of legacies that they think about. But that's not the most important legacy. When we die physically, we leave all that behind. But what kind of legacy from a spiritual perspective will we leave behind? We read early in this particular study a quotation by Mark Twain. He said, "Let us endeavor to live that when we come to die, even the undertaker will be sorry." In other words, people will miss us, not because we have been extremely successful in business, not because we're wealthy, not because we had high-ranking social esteem, not because we were big and successful in business, and not because we were really high-ranking in political circles, but they'll miss us because of the goodness in our lives that will not be there any longer, except by way of memory. An influence upon their lives as they go forward in their physical lives. We noted early in this study also, there's a difference in a Christian funeral and a secular funeral. I've done many, many funerals in my life as a minister, more than I can remember. I don't know that I would even be able, if I set about trying to count them all, I don't know that I could do that. I don't know that I would have those kinds of records that would be that detailed. I could count many of them, but I don't know that I would be able to count all of them. And there's a difference. Standing before a crowd of loved ones and friends and work associates, paying their respects to the one who is now gone on, if they're looking at that one who has lived a faithful, dedicated, committed, consistent Christian life, and one who is not. Now, from the perspective of the preacher or minister who is speaking over that deceased person, what he can say realistically is far different when that person who has gone on was a Christian versus one who had not lived a Christian life. What will people remember? Death cannot take our memories. We may die physically, but people will remember us one way or another. Personality, relationships, and memories last throughout the rest of the life, throughout much of time ahead, through the lives of those who have been touched by us, either positively or negatively. Death cannot take away our work or the lack of it. All of us are busy writing the history of our lives every single day. After each hour, we have written a sentence through our lives. After each day, you could think of it as we have written a paragraph in our lives. After each week, we've written out a page or two or three. Each year, we finished another chapter in our lives. When we die physically, we have written a book on our lives. Death cannot take that away. What will people remember? What will be our legacy of our life? Will they remember he was or she was such a dedicated Christian? They lived for the Lord. They were always with the church when the church came together to worship God every first day of the week. Unless they were physically handicapped in some way, illness, injury, whatever, they didn't just verbalize, just say they loved the Lord. They showed it in the way they lived their lives. They were dedicated. They cared about other people, not just for their physical well-being, but for their spiritual and eternal well-being. Some would remember, he or she helped me become a Christian. Or, from the other perspective, of the person who did not live the faithful, dedicated Christian life, they might remember, that was a hard man or a hard woman. They were mean to me at different times. Or they might remember what worldly lives they lived, and on and on. Death cannot take away our work. We're writing the chapters of our lives right now. Death cannot take away our hope. If we have lived for the Lord in faithful, dedicated, consistent obedience, then we have not just a wild wish, a wild dream. We have the expectation, the certainty of a home with our Lord in heaven for all of eternity. Eternal life, where there is no sickness, no pain, no suffering, no crying, no dying. A place that is absolutely opposite of what we experience on such an ongoing basis in this world, in this physical life. This is another reality of death. You will leave behind a legacy. People you have touched, you have been with, you have influenced either in a positive or a negative way, will have memories of you. You will leave behind a legacy. What will that legacy be? We keep encouraging our listeners here on today's Bible class, share these lessons with everybody you can in your life. Help people turn their lives around and come to Jesus, their Savior, at least partially by your influence on their lives. How are you influencing people in your life? Do people even know that you're a Christian? And if you're not a Christian, why in the world are you waiting to become one? We'd like to help you. You can contact us through our website, churchofchrist.com. churchofchrist.com. You can click on the email link and you can email us that way and we can have a conversation back and forth in that manner. Or you can phone us at 402-498-8397. 402-498-8397. We'd love to send you a free Bible study through the postal mail. And when we say free, we mean free. You can also go to our website at churchofchrist.com. You can access all kinds of studies, sermons, Bible classes, and it's all free. We want to help you get to heaven. That is a legacy we want people to remember us as the Sunny Slope Church of Christ by. Let us help you. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for blessing us to be able to have gone through this study together. Help us to prepare for our personal, individual, physical deaths passing from this life and into eternity. Help us to live such a life that we can look forward to with confidence an eternal home with you in heaven. Please forgive us, gracious Father. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.